Dem Representative Jonathan Jackson, don't have the answer for why Harris didn't do more on inflation. By Ian Hanchett on August 20, 2024. On Monday's broadcast of Bloomberg's Balance of Power, Representative Jonathan Jackson, DEL, said that he doesn't have an answer for why 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris hasn't done more to combat inflation as vice president. Co-host Kaylee Lines asked, "Well, certainly, we have seen a great number of personal attacks from Trump against Kamala Harris. But we also have seen some more targeted attacks when it comes to specific issues like the border or the economy. He has been, along with Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., suggesting that, if she was really going to do something to be able to fight inflation on day one, her day one was 3.5 years ago. We've heard this repeatedly now. What is the answer to that? Why has she not been able to have more influence over that as vice president?" Jackson answered, "Well, I don't have the answer for that at this moment. But it's a very complex issue. One thing you have to do is stop what he was gearing up for on this massive deportation. That's inhumane, that's not who we are. And then his outrageous idea of building this border wall. That also hurts the ecosystem. What is ailing South America should be the question that he should be focused on. President Trump is a chronic complainer, whiner. As opposed to fixing the blame, he ought to be more mature and fix the problem. The problem is not at the Mexican border. The problem is in South and Central America. When we end up putting additional sanctions on Cuba, saying that they're a terrorist state, when there is no credible evidence for that, that drove 500,000 people off of the island that then have to migrate. When they put additional sanctions on Venezuela, that took out another 3 to 5 million people that they had to migrate." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.